New Tribes missionaries begin relocating in Venezuela. More violence threatens believers in Gujarat State. And short-term teams are using construction projects to aid Bible translation in Mexico. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Jack Hapman. Topping the news, New Tribes Mission has begun relocating their personnel from Venezuela's tribal areas. NTM's Nita Zelenak says there's been no word on their appeal to the Supreme Court's resolution. The teams are preparing the indigenous people for the possibility of continuing the ministry on their own.
There's been an intense interest in learning and studying more, and for those places where there was a translation going on, people were setting all things aside so that they could work with our missionaries to help speed the process of getting as much of the Bible translated into their language as possible.
Zelenak says it's a difficult transition for their team.
Our first prayer request is for the country of Venezuela and for the people that will be continuing there, no matter what. And also for the missionaries who are relocating, this is a major upheaval in their lives, and it's been very difficult for them to say goodbye to people that they love, not knowing when or if they'll be able to go back in.
Next, in light of the vicious attacks against the church in Bhopal a week ago, there are concerns over a rise in outright persecution in India. The attacks took place in broad daylight in a private home, heightening concerns. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers.
We're quite concerned because in Gujarat there is a huge Hindu convention being planned, February 11 to 13. And when they did this in this part of West India a few years back, there was a lot of violence. Christians were beaten. Churches were burned.
The National Minority Commission is having talks with officials in Gujarat ahead of the Hindu leaders' reconversion program. Stravers again.
Whenever people start using that language, forced reconversions, usually there's intimidation, pressure, violence involved. So many Christians here are praying, believers in Gujarat, who may be put under pressure by this huge Hindu gathering.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian radio is having a profound impact on people's lives in Moldova and Romania. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
Parents unable to take care of their kids have placed thousands of children in orphanages. Unfortunately, lack of funding leaves many orphanages unheated and without supplies. Little Samaritan Mission is helping with their Face of a Child program, says Little Samaritan's Florine Pindik-Blage.
Little Samaritan made a picture of her child, brought to America, gave to those who wanted to make the package, gave the list of content, and someone just seeing a piece of paper with the image of the child bought those stuff, put in the package, sent to them.
We saw packages of soap, school supplies, and God's Word matched up with each picture. What a sight to see. Pindik-Blage says this is God's love in action, providing opportunities to share Christ, and many have turned to Him. Pray that many more families will participate next year. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Moldova.
And finally, as missionaries and nationals work on Bible translation across the globe, Wycliffe Associates is an organization that serves to support that translation work. Wycliffe's Norm Every says he works to maximize translation efforts in the Americas by sending short-term teams to help with construction and administrative tasks.
My function is to get volunteers connected with opportunities to support Bible translation, and we have several things going on in Mexico right now in conjunction with translation projects.
Volunteers can help speed the gospel going forward, says Every, as they get involved in support of Bible translation.
By us doing the construction, it saves a tremendous amount of resources for the SIL branch that is involved in the translation work itself.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Cares Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out for the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jack Hapman.